Cole Mitchell and the Kurs right now from Studio A.
We're going to play some fascist country music right now. Let me rephrase that. We're going to play you some music from a fascist country. Let me hear the key, baby. Well, I'm leaving town. You know I just can't hang around. And I like to think I've done what's right. But one man's future is another man's keys. So I'm leaving town tonight. Well, I pulled out on the highway on the outskirts of town. And I wound her up and let her fly. And my darling's flowing tears might have to last me 7 years, I see. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye-bye. We did the best we could, all and lived the way we should. We found our backs against the wall. So I devised a plan, all to stick it to the man, yeah. Can't see you waiting around too raw. So I planted a crop up near the mountain top. Prayed for fall each night, she'd cry. In God I trusted and I damn near got busted now. It's bye bye, baby, bye bye, bye. Bye bye, baby. China, and I still don't know what they expect a working man to do. Yeah, I was doing all right, but now I'm fighting for my life. Guerrilla tactics tried and true. Yeah, I've read the Bill of Rights, and I think a patriot should fight. Hey, live free, free or die. Hey, don't tread on me. Fascist country, I said, bye, my baby, bye, bye, bye. When the harvest by the moon, honey, I'll be sending money soon, yeah. Bye, bye, baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, baby. Bye, bye, baby. Bye, bye, baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, baby, bye.
Has too much resonance. It just keeps going.
It's not a resonator, is it?
That sucker just keeps on going.
Play a little song called Born to Lose. A lot of these songs seem like love songs, but they're disguised, as most of us are when we're thinking about love songs. Down.
But I'm a steamroller, got a million plans, and if one of them clicks, I'm gonna stick to the plan. Yeah, I'm out on the fringe, honey, pull me in. Lay me down by your half light. Cut my engine, cool my wings. Yeah, this is a song that Robert kind of liked, and not bad one, I have to agree. We're going to eventually record a couple of these Saddle Sore songs, the ones I've written, and put them out in a new light. This is called Melancholy. I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but... One more time. Long gone, now how I yearn for you.
slanging that old mansion on the hill. To keep you in my thoughts, that I will. To keep you in my
So we're here with the latest edition of Cole Mitchell and the Kurs, or the Kurs Trio, we should say.
This year's model.
This year's model, Cole Mitchell, Rob Silva, and Louis Silva. We're also here with two members of the famed Saddle Sores, so which is why we're going to hear a little Saddle Sores before this is all over. Now, Cole, you've been in a philosophical mood, and the way you're talking about these songs is philosophical, almost more than the storyteller I was sort of used to a few years back, to the degree that it's worth talking about. I mean, what do we draw from that?
Well, I'd like to think that something that I've done all these years is maybe worth a little philosophy, you know, getting inside a little bit. So I've just, you know, there's been a lot going on, so I've just tried to, I don't know, I'm not doing it consciously, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If people remember, because you were off the stage for a good long while, a couple of years, and there was a piece in the Albuquerque Journal maybe 9 months ago, I think.
The spring of 2013, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so longer than that.
Yeah.
And that described you getting back into the groove and putting together new ideas and new albums, because you'd been writing through this whole difficult period where you were not playing but you were always writing, and there was stuff showing up on your website on a regular basis as you were sort of reassembling a future for yourself.
Well, you try to stay relevant even when you're becoming more and more, in your own mind, maybe irrelevant, because there were a lot of hardships. I mean, I didn't play the guitar at all for 2 years because I couldn't. I mean, my hand was screwed up. So that's one thing. And then coming through all of that other. So I've taken to a lot of projects. I've started a book, and it's about a little over halfway through, and it'll have a CD with it as well. It's a fiction novel. And I've got, like I say, a lot of other songs, and I want to do as everyone else is doing, I'd like to do a covers CD that kind of just pays homage to the people that I have seen fit to follow in their footsteps.
But Souvenirs is the first thing coming down, and,
yes,
and that's coming down pretty soon.
Right now, yeah, it's being pressed as we speak. So,
okay, now how does this one roll out? Where are we going to be able to see you? And
well, we're going to play with some friends of mine. Actually, I know two of them, Meredith and Greg of
Wildwood.
Wildwood, yes, Meredith Wild and Greg. And so we're going to do something with them on the 7th of September, which is the release date on the CD is the 15th of September, but pre-orders start on the 7th. So,
okay, and those go through the ColeMitchellMusic.com.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, now I know that you've always referred to the Kurs as a very loose and dangerous organization of musicians who come and go and they come back. Well, let's start with Rob Silva. You came with the Saddle Sores, which was the sort of like the local version of the Blasters that Cole was in charge of.
Yeah, some years ago. Was I don't remember what year that was, Cole.
I can't remember,
but I was introduced to the band
in 1997, I think.
Somewhere around there.
Well, my cousin John had followed you guys around for a while, and he found out you guys were losing your bass player, and he'd said maybe suggest either me or my brother, and I'd stop playing bass, and so I told him, take Rob, see what.
Well, we ran with that one too. Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was good.
That was a very exciting band, me and Cole just had a special relationship after that. You know, it was just something that me and him just got.
And we always have, even though we haven't played together since then until now. We've stayed in touch, and that was the best version of the Saddle Sores. I think we were on top of things, and it was a fun band.
It was fun. Yes.
All right, but now Rob and Louis Silva are Kurz. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
So,
I'm one of them.
So how does this come together? Because Cole, I imagine, especially for you, when you're writing, you're maybe not thinking of the other musicians you're going to bring in on the project.
Well, that's been the case, yes, most of the time. Sometimes I'll put something down just because someone is working with me. Lately it's just been I've got such a catalog of things that haven't been released that I'll write some new songs or pull some others out and just bring them to the Kurz at the moment. This mm-hmm. year's model and.
This has been a real long journey for this thing, though, right?
We've
been working on this for a while.
I started some of these things in, right around 2000, the end of 2010, as when this recording started. Of course, this thing has been through, it's been in three different venues and several sessions. We even, a couple of them were recorded at, across the border at the dog track over there in Juarez. So
now, that was a fun time.
Now there's one line you use in introducing one of your songs, and you talk about songs as you talk specifically about love songs as disguises or love songs in disguise. Can you dip into that? I mean, I know that the cliche is, well, baby, this song is about you. But of course it isn't. You know, Marianne Faithfull can attest to that, I'm sure. However, I think you mean something different when you say love songs as disguises.
Well, writing songs about an event in your life, such as a romantic relationship, you know, is, i.e. love songs, that there's so much that happens in there besides, oh, baby, baby, baby. And there's things that tear you apart. There's things that maybe you've got going on in your mind and you're trying to hide it, or you're trying to maybe even hide it from yourself. You know, there's just a lot of fertile territory in there to be used, I believe.
Mm-hmm. It's twilight. It's pretty cool as sights go. And my light is burning warm and low. Like I've got a lot of time to go search.
told me once when I was young. Take your peace from where it comes and goes. Don't ante up to an empty cup, for the winds of change will blow and lay me in between the shadows, and I don't know.
Recorded live in Studio A right here at KUNM, Cole Mitchell and the Kurs, Luis Silva, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, mandolin, vocals, Rob Silva, bass and vocals, Cole Mitchell, lead vocals and acoustic guitar. Recorded by Ethan Stein with Kevin Kissel, edited by Roman Garcia.